Chapter 8. Adriana.
Usually, when I left the Queen's chambers after a meeting, I held no emotions. I would simply be ready to take on whatever task the council had assigned, or to go back and train some troops. But today, as I left the council meeting that evening, I felt a great many things. I don't think there had ever been a time in Constanta's history when every council member planned to leave on the same expedition. I understood why they were going, and even admired them for their compassion and willingness to help, even as their own kingdom was still recovering from such a catastrophe. But now, they placed me in charge of Constanta. If anything, they should have left Onyx in charge and taken me. I may not be as good a fighter as the Doombringer, but I could make a valiant stand-in. Then, at least one member of the council could remain in charge of the kingdom. At least I wouldn't be ruling alone. I would have my own council to assist me, and Lauren and Lorelia were a part of that, which gave me some comfort. Jaskier, Tamar, and Ophin were also excellent selections. But me? I was simply a captain of the Queen's army. What right did I have to rule the kingdom in the stead of the king and queen? It did make me feel good that Queen Rosmarin placed so much trust in me. Regardless of my misgivings, I wouldn't fail her. That I was sure of. I just had never expected such a massive weight placed on my shoulders. I wasn't one to fall under the pressure. My years in the army helped me with that. And if for some reason someone or something did try to attack the kingdom, our ever-growing army would be ready. Still, I was so surprised that they had picked me for the job.
Adriana, you'll do great,
Kristoff told me during the meeting. Usually, Kristoff joked with me incessantly, but his voice had a hint of seriousness in it that made me uncomfortable, maybe for the first time around him. Usually, I just pretended to ignore whatever dumb comments he made to me, but I had no idea how to react to this bit of confidence. I just awkwardly stared at him before dropping my eyes. I was one of the first people in the castle to interact with him since Lauren, Lorelia, and I took turns bringing him meals when he first arrived at the castle. It also had been my duty to be the main person that escorted him everywhere. I think he had taken to annoying me for some kind of entertainment. He continually told me stupid jokes or made sarcastic remarks about one thing or another. At first, I thought he was just a cheeky human who thought he was clever. But slowly, his constant joking grew on me, and I looked forward to our interactions. They were a much-needed diversion for me as well. One day, back before the great battle, as we wandered through the hallways, he said something to me that almost made me stop dead in my tracks.
You know, I live to make you laugh, right, Adriana?
He teased me, but something clicked together in my head. Our interactions did feel like he had been testing me for any weak spots, like a blacksmith hammers out a piece of armor, and whenever he seemed to find something that made me react, he tried to recreate the joke in a new way. The first time he got some kind of reaction out of me, he actually hadn't even been trying. He had tripped and fallen while doing something as simple as walking down the stairs, and I couldn't help the smirk that had crept onto my face. He must have noticed, because from that point on he would clumsily bump into things as I escorted him through the halls, or he would even pretend to bump into me. I now realize that he was simply trying to make me laugh. I made it all the way out of the castle and out onto the field, lost in thoughts about the Light Bearer. The sun crept toward the horizon, and even as I walked toward my soldiers, I couldn't help the genuine smile on my face. I shook my head in happy disbelief that Kristoff would do anything like that for me, or have so much confidence in me.
Adriana, you'll do great.
His words replayed in my head as I called my unit to formation for the evening drill.